This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Lots still to get to here on a Tuesday here on the Junks. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll be joined in studio by Alex Garland and Ray Mendoza. They're the writers and directors of Warfare. That's in theaters April 11th.
Very cool.
We saw a special media screening of that, so looking forward to talking to them about that.
I think everybody kind of uses the same descriptors. Very intense.
Yeah, exactly.
Very intense.
They will be with us at 8 o'clock. And Gary Williams, former Terps head coach, he will join us coming up at 9 o'clock as we get ramped up for a lot of hoops in March.
We didn't really get to it, but when Dwayne was talking about playing for Gary and how much he would yell and curse him out and all that stuff, there's that point, though, where he wasn't ready for it. He said he wasn't ready for it, though, where they still win you over. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he loves Gary.
Oh, yeah, all the guys do. I mean, Gary's super intense and everything, but I think at the end of the day, pretty tight-knit teams.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And his team, I looked up that when he was a senior, he had Johnny Rhodes, Laron Prophet, Keith Booth, X-Ray Hip, Sarunas,
Opini
Akizi.
Yeah.
They had a really good squad, up-and-coming squad.
Loaded team. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, we're going to talk to Ryan Odom here shortly, right? Head coach at VCU. I went to the A-10 championship game with Dylan on Sunday. One thing I noticed about him, Tony Skin, and it's just something I've noticed the last couple of years, and we talked to Coach Willard about this. Odom did not go suit.
Mm-hmm.
Skin went suit, but I think Odom sometimes does wear the suit.
All right, well, we can ask him about
it. I wonder how he decides.
He's now on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Ryan Odom, the head coach at VCU. They're in Denver. They're going to take on BYU at 4 o'clock on Thursday. Coach, thanks for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Happy to be on with you guys.
Yeah, Coach, we asked the heavy-hitting questions. How do you determine if you go suit or you wear the quarter zip? Because I was at the game on Sunday. Tony Skin went suit, and he's on the sideline. You were kind of just chilled in your sweats, it looked like.
Yeah, chilled in my sweats, I know. It's a rough look for us, isn't it, us coaches nowadays. My dad and my brother cringe every time they see me on the sidelines, you know, wearing the quarter zip. But
we used to have your
I was going to say we used to have
your dad on the show all the time. I don't know if he was at Wake or at South Carolina then, but man, he was
he was definitely not a quarter zip guy.
No, and he was great to talk to.
Buttoned up. He's buttoned up. He took a lot of pride in that. And you never know. We may go back to it at some point, but you know, I always wear it on Coaches versus Cancer Week.
Right.
But you know, you never know what's coming. So
Coach Odom, you draw Denver as your site for the opening round. How do you deal with that? I know that teams always deal with this, whether it's football, whatever sport. When you go to Denver, you're playing at mile high altitude. Is that something that you have to deal with as far as like when you arrive and how you prepare and how you get your players prepared for playing at that level above sea level?
Yeah, the biggest thing is, you know, getting out there 2 days before, you know, and trying to get a practice in so they get used to it. You know, all in all, you know, obviously I worked out there for, you know, 2 years and I think probably it's a bigger thing than you need to make it. And for us, we've already been out there. We've played, you know, we played at New Mexico, you know, then we obviously played at Vegas earlier in the year. And so the guys have done it before. And so it's not going to be a big change for us. You know, the biggest thing is getting out there, getting, you know, the preparation that you have to deal with. Once you get going up and down the court, you may feel it initially, you know, in the first couple of possessions, but then it just kind of wears away.
Yeah. Hey, just going back to the Mason game, had the lead pretty much the whole game, but they kept making runs. You couldn't put them away. Yeah. And at the end, it's a 3-point game. Were you thinking foul before they take the 3-point shot? Is it just happening too fast? What was the thought process there?
There's no question. You would like to foul in that situation, but you don't want to do it once they get across half court. They got it across half court really quickly, and so the worst thing you can do is, you know, foul them shooting a three there, and we've all seen those horrendous, you know, endings, and so you just want to try to get, you know, the best contest that you can get. And I thought our guys, you know, did a nice job. Obviously, the ball kind of rolled in and out and was a ram roll there for us. And Mason got a great look off, you know. But, you know, for us, you know, I was really proud of the guys. You know, we weren't able to separate as much as we needed to, you know, in that game. I think Mason had a lot to do with that. You know, they continued to battle, continued to fight, you know, as they did all season long. You know, you go back and look at all of their games, you know, they were able to win a lot of games, you know, right down to the wire. A lot of ours weren't that way. You know, we were able to get up 10, and then all of a sudden it became 20, and, you know, we kind of ran away with a lot of games. We didn't have that many close games over the course of the season. And so it was really good, you know, for us to be put in those tight situations in the conference tournament. You know, hopefully that'll prepare us for what's to come, you know, this next week.
Yeah, let's talk about that. First of all, I got to tell you, Max Schalke is just so fun to watch, and he's just he's so calm. His mannerisms don't change. I don't know, maybe that's just the culture, his Ukrainian culture that he has. But he plays hard, but you don't know just by watching what the score is, man, because he just doesn't change. And then you got really good athletes. You got older players. You got guys who have played, you know, 4 or 5 schools. Jack Clark, I think, 7 years in college. It's just interesting how college basketball has changed so much. But Schalke in particular, I know he was at Utah State with you, and you brought him back. Then he's just really impressive.
Yeah, he's a great player. And, you know, he's the classic guy, you know, 4-year guy that doesn't really exist that much anymore. You know, for us, you know, to be able to coach him all 4 years. And obviously he was there at Utah State when I first arrived under Craig Smith and during that COVID season. And that's why he was able to play an extra year, you know, with me here. But, you know, he had to earn it. You know, his first year with me, he didn't play very much. And by the end of the season, we had some injuries, and he was forced into the starting lineup, you know, in one particular game where we had multiple guys out, and performed really well, and then earned some minutes down the stretch. And then the next year, just earned a starting position and played really well on an NCAA tournament team. And then came here with us to Utah State. He was a first-teamer. He was the top guy on our roster and top guy on the other team's scouting report all last year. And then this year he's just elevated it to another level, you know, A-10 player of the year. And you know, really I thought should have been on the all defensive team. I mean, he showed, you know, how consistent he is, you know, on that side of the ball, like to guard full court, every possession, to pressure your man, to guard, you know, a lot of times the other team's best guard, and chase them off screens and make it difficult, but then also get 20-plus, you know, when you need it, or 11 assists when you need it. You know, he's an all-around, you know, performer and one that I think will have a chance at the NBA.
You guys were really good on the ball defensively against Mason, forced them into a lot of bad shots and some turnovers, and, you know, that's what you guys do. BYU, as you know, they get up and down the floor. This kid, Richie Saunders, man, he can shoot it.
He can really shoot, yeah.
He can shoot. He's good. They got two or three kids who can really shoot it. But has BYU faced a team like you guys that are going to pressure full court yet? Do you know?
Yeah, I mean, they've certainly faced pressure, you know, before. And, you know, all of us have at this point. We're a little bit unique in that, you know, it's every time. And sometimes we can trap, sometimes we don't. And so it is a little bit foreign, you know, for teams at times, to deal with. And we're not trapping all the time, you know, it's just more about sustained pressure and disruption. And it takes a lot of effort to do that. But, you know, when you watch BYU, I mean, what a beautiful offense they have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they get the ball up the court, you know, they have long, skilled players. They have two, you know, front court guys that fit in really well, that can get the high pass, that offensive rebound, you know, that block shots around the rim. And so they've seen a lot, you know, going through that gauntlet of the Big 12. Mm-hmm. They're basically facing a ranked team every night in different styles. And so we know that they're going to be prepared, you know, for what we do. And, you know, we've got to hope that our style is going to be able to win out. And, you know, we're in a game, you know, there at the end, and we're able to, you know, to execute down the stretch like we did in the conference tournament.
The one team that really plays great team defense, even full court pressure defense, Houston. They struggled against Houston a couple of times, but Iowa State's usually pretty damn good defensively, and they put up like 90 twice against them.
They did. Yeah, they definitely did. And you know, the second, you know, Iowa State down the stretch, you know, it's been well documented. You know, obviously Gilbert's out for the tournament. They've had some injuries, and some guys missed some games there. I'm not taking anything away from BYU, but they definitely weren't full strength, you know, when they played. And, you know, Houston, when you watch Houston play against any other team, it's like, okay, I'm not sure we can do that. Because Houston is just elite, you know, on defense. And the way that they play pick and roll defense is just, you know, another level. And so they do that pretty much to every team that they play. And we have to play our game and play the way that we do and try to impose our will on the game.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks for the time, man. We do appreciate it. And you've been a success everywhere you've been. Obviously, your dad was awesome. I assume your dad's going to be out in Denver with you?
You know, he and Mom were out for the conference tournament and saw all three games and spent a lot of time with us. It's a little bit of a tough turnaround to go out west like that for them. So, you know, we'll see if we're able to advance past, you know, this site. And I'm sure if we advance past this site, they'll be at the next one. But we've had a fun time with them.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck, Coach. Appreciate
it. Best of luck.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yep. Yeah, man. That's Ryan Odom on the Rude Guest Hotline, head coach of VCU. They take on BYU in Denver, 4 o'clock Thursday.
I don't know why I didn't think about it till the end. We should have asked him a question about Adam.
I know, but
I botched it.
It's okay.
It's on me. I didn't think of it.
Next time.
I thought about it, but we were out of time.
You know, since 2018, that's an 11-6 matchup. BYU and BYU is the 6 and VCU is 11. Since 2018, the 11s are 500 against 6s.
It's pretty good.
Yep.
Shows you the parity.
Pretty good run.
But they haven't won a tournament game since 2016, though, right? I think it's been like 8 years or so. I think I saw that in the notes.
But 11s, we know 12s have a good winning percentage against the 5s. It's not as good as that. The 11s against the 6s is about
500. Back in the day, when they had Will Wade, did they go to like the final eight or something? I feel like they made a really good run.
Maybe an elite eight run. I'd have to double check that, 16? But that sounds
Will Wade. Good run.
I mean, they made a final four. Yeah,
they went to a final four
with Shaka.
Right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
That's the big one. The Final Four was shocking.
Sure. For sure.
All right, when we come back, we're going to change gears. We'll be joined in studio by Alex Garland and Ray Mendoza. They're the writers and directors of Warfare. It's in theaters April 11th. We'll talk to them about their film next.